With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Rain in western Montana today did little to slow fire growth across the state. Jay Nichols is a spokesperson assigned to the Monument and Wigwam fires burning south of Ennis.
Well, it's a mixed blessing. So obviously wind isn't a good thing, rain's a good thing, but I don't know that it will be a substantial amount of rain.
Nichols says together the fires are burning more than 10,000 acres, but an evacuation notice for the Haypress Lakes area in the Shining Mountains subdivision was reduced today to an evacuation warning. Today, the Bitterroot National Forest said crews are battling seven new lightning-caused fires. One of those fires is near Darby, and the other six are east of Painted Rocks Lake. All the fires are remote and less than an acre in size, says spokesperson Todd McKay. The 9,000-acre Goldstone Fire and the 2,000-acre Beaver Creek Fire continue to burn in the Beaverhead and Deer Lodge National Forests. A community meeting on the blazes will be held Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the community building in Wisdom. I'm Claire Menahan, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. A spattering of rain in the Flathead Valley this morning did little to slow fire growth there. Brian Haynes is a spokesperson assigned to the fires in Glacier National Park and the Flathead National Forest.
We did have a weather system that kind of came through this morning that had some erratic winds, and so we're a little concerned about, you know, how that's going to push around the fire.
Haynes says smoke cover was so dense this weekend that pilots sometimes couldn't see the fire and were not able to update acreage estimates. He says dead and downed trees and steep terrain makes ground-level firefighting difficult and dangerous.
You know, a lot of this is us building containment lines and sort of waiting for that fire to come to the containment lines.
Fish Creek Campground area is now under an evacuation order, along with Avalanche and Sprague Creek campgrounds, private residences along North Lake McDonald Road, and the Lake McDonald Lodge. Apgar area is under an evacuation warning. Lauren Alley is a spokesperson for the park. She says while there's a temporary flight restriction above the Howe Ridge Fire, crews continue to work rebuilding the Sperry Chalet dormitory, which burned in the Sprague Fire last summer.
Right now, those crews are continuing to work, very hard, hustling against winter. And, we are watching those, helicopter resources to see if, any of those might get pulled into a fire operation. But right now, that work is proceeding.
She says closures on the park's west side, including a big chunk of Going to the Sun Road, have opened some areas of the park normally overwhelmed with traffic.
I looked at the Logan Pass webcams this morning, and there were plenty of parking spots up top. You know, that's, of course, very rare for August.
Most of western Montana remains under Stage 2 fire restrictions. That means no campfires or outdoor smoking. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.